This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhineet Shukla. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held bilateral talks with Argentine President Javier Milei in Buenos Aires. They reviewed ongoing cooperation and discussed ways to further enhance India-Argentina partnership in key areas including defense, agriculture, mining, oil and gas, renewable energy, trade and investment, and people-to-people ties. In his departure statement before embarking on this multi-nation visit, the Prime Minister had called Argentina a key economic partner in Latin America and a close collaborator in G20. Mr. Modi began his day by paying respects at the statue of General José de San Martín, Argentina's revered freedom fighter and national hero. He's in Argentina as part of his ongoing five-nation visit that aims to strengthen India's engagement with the Global South. The heads of state from BRICS member countries and partner countries descend in Rio de Janeiro for the 17th edition of the summit to be held on July 6th and 7th. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is arriving in the evening today according to the local time in Rio de Janeiro and early morning according to the Indian time. MEA is currently holding press briefing on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Argentina visit.
To drive its clean energy transition and industrial growth. As you all know, India and Argentina share a robust partnership in the field of space. In 2007, Argentina's first satellite was launched with the support of ISRO, India's Space Research Organization. Building on this foundation, both leaders emphasized the need to strengthen further collaboration in the space sector. The Prime Minister highlighted the significant growth of India's space industry, including the emergence of a vibrant space sector, vibrant private sector in space, capable of building everything from rockets to satellites. Both sides agreed on exploring new avenues for cooperation, including satellite development, launch services, space applications, and also to cooperate on capacity building. The Prime Minister thanked President Milei for extending strong support following the recent terrorist attack in Pahalgam in India's Jammu and Kashmir.
Moving on to some other news, World Bank has placed India among world's most equal societies. According to the World Bank, India's Gini Index stands at 25.5, making it the fourth most equal country in the world after the Slovak Republic, Slovenia and Belarus. The Gini Index is a simple yet powerful way to understand how income, wealth or consumption is equally distributed across households or individuals in a country. The United States Department of Justice has informed Indian authorities that Nehal Modi, brother of fugitive economic offender Nirav Modi, was arrested by US authorities yesterday. Nehal Modi is wanted in India in connection with the multi-billion dollar Punjab National Bank fraud case, one of the largest banking scams in the country's history. In Jharkhand, four people died today after a portion of abandoned coal mine collapsed today in Mahua Dungri of Mandu block area in Ramgarh district. The mishap took place during an illegal mining in Central Coalfield Limited project. The incident occurred in the early hours at Karmak area of Kuju Outpost in the district. The Special Intensive Revision, that is SIR, of electoral rolls in Bihar is underway in full swing to ensure that no eligible elector is left out. Booth-level officers, supervisors, election officials, booth-level agents appointed by political parties and volunteers are working at grassroots level for the intensive revision. Monsoon rainfall continued intermittently across several parts of Himachal Pradesh today. While some areas saw clearer weather by the afternoon, relief and rehabilitation efforts were intensified in regions previously affected by heavy rainfall, landslides and cloudbursts over the past few days. Olympic gold medalist Neeraj Chopra continued his exceptional form, winning the inaugural edition of the Neeraj Chopra Classic 2025, a World Athletics gold-level event held at the Sri Kantirava Stadium in Bengaluru this evening. He secured the title with a best throw of 86.18 meters. And that is the end of this news bulletin.